Yes, it is a good day indeed, for God's mercies are new every morning. Great is His faithfulness. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today's scripture is found in Psalm 139, verses 13 through 14. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Now, growing up in a family of four girls, clothes shopping was something that was met with excitement. However, we were an active family of six, living on one modest income of an elementary school teacher, so we basically only went clothes shopping once a year, just before the new school year began. My father would sit patiently outside of a dressing room with a pile of clothes on his lap, as we four daughters would be trying on outfits under the wise supervision of my mother. Basically, we would each be able to have four or five outfits and one new pair of shoes, and as we walked out of the store, usually just JCPenney's, we would be wearing huge happy smiles and eagerly asking our parents, "When can we wear our new clothes?" The experience was very simple. We went to one store, where perhaps there were two to three types of jeans or pants available, one rack of dresses, and maybe two displays of shirts or tops, and maybe two brands of shoes. I know, it sounds like the dark ages. What a contrast to shopping now. Today there are multiple choices of stores, multiple brands, multiple merchandise choices, all which don't even begin to include online shopping. And what does this all have to do with Psalm 139? Well, to be honest, back then I didn't even know what a clothing label was. But today, a shopper often goes into a specific store looking for a specific item made by a specific designer. The jeans or apparel will have the designer's name or logo prominently displayed. And the wearer is generally proud and wants to have this acknowledgement visible. This brings to my mind the fact that in Psalm 139, we are reminded we are handmade by God, created in His image. Wow! Handmade by the eternal creative designer. Surely that is a label we want to have on display. And I challenged myself with the question, how am I showing or acknowledging my label of God's design? Is the label handmade by God in a sense tucked behind my collar? Is it out of sight and not visible to an outside viewer? Or am I displaying my God label prominently, for example, right on my front pocket? Romans 1:16 says, "I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes." That is another wow. What a guarantee the label handmade by God can represent. You certainly don't get a guarantee with other designer labels like that. So, the question I ask is, how am I, or you, wearing the label of handmade by God today? Would we say we are hiding it under the collar? Or maybe it's a little display on a sleeve? Is it a tiny emblem on the back pocket? Or do others immediately see and know our designer is God front and center through our smiles, kind words, prayers, and helpful actions to those around us? Today, let's remember who is our eternal designer and display His label thankfully and boldly, handmade by God. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before You on this day with wonder in how You thought of us before we were ever even made. God, that's incomprehensible. Lord, help us carry that thought in our hearts and minds today. And may that give us the courage, Lord, and boldness to let others know we are handmade by you, and so are they. Thank you, Lord. Amen.